River 949, Marty and Campo for breakfast. 75 trolleys removed from the Bremer River, Marty. Riverheart Parklands, Bradfield Bridge and David Trumpy Bridge, the locations. Councillor Russell Milligan joins us. Good morning, Councillor Milligan.
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, Campo. And good morning to your listeners.
Listen, 75 trolleys. I mean, that's a lot of trolleys that they're pulling out of the Bremer River. Why haven't these people been caught who are throwing them in there?
Yes, guys, that's just the number in the 2020-2021 financial year.
Over three
cleanups. There, of course, has been more historically over the years than up to over a decade.
Right. Yeah. Well, we were just saying earlier, Russell, how do they actually get them off bridges? Like, that's a feat and a half.
Well, when people are engaging in spontaneous antisocial behaviour, they're capable of a lot of things. They'll just lift them up and throw them over. In particular, the David Trumpy Bridge. Our Division 3 councillors, Councillor Marnie Doyle and Councillor Andrew Fechner, have been proactively contacting Department of Transport and Main Roads, who is responsible for the David Trumpy Bridge, and have written to and sought support from the two local state government members, for the member for Ipswich and member for Ipswich West, to advocate to DTMR to look at putting safety screens on the rail of the Trumpy Bridge.
Have you got cameras there to find out who these people are that are actually throwing the trolleys over? Because it sounds like a repeat offender type situation.
Yes, we have Safe City cameras located throughout the CBD and on the walkway bridge from Riverlink to Nicholas Street, and the Bradfield Bridge. It is observed, and there's much action that council can undertake in coordination with QPS. We undertake that, but it's discovering the answer, the mechanisms to prevent the root cause of the problem. That being the removal of trolleys from the retail precinct at Riverlink, and just prevent them from, in the first place, being taken away and then disposed of in the river and on the riverbank. The main one big issue is the safety concern that when they're thrown over, they can at times land on the pathways around the river.
Oh, no doubt.
That's what I mean.
What if someone was under there and landed on? That's,
terrible.
Someone could get very badly injured. Anyway, we're going to have to leave it there. Russell, thank you so much for your time.
And keep us up to date.
Council are pushing to... we're undertaking discussions. Council officers will be discussing with the main retailers, Woolworths, Coles, Kmart, and the others at the retail shopping centre precinct, to undertake methods to prevent this. And, of course, we need to have the discussion about who pays for this, because it costs the ratepayer of Ipswich $9,000 in the last financial year. Responsibility has to be taken for the ownership of those assets, which is those retailers.
Okay. Well, maybe we should feel if the retailers want to give us a call and have their say as well. That's fair. Thank you for your time. Marty and Campo, River 949.